man in Texas had another one of those strange, magical suicides without any powder burn. Dan, are you still there?
Sir, absolutely.
Yeah. Tell us a little more about this, Dan. What was the situation? Did this guy, was he in a position where he might know something, do something too much or something? Why do you think that somebody knocked him off?
Because he wanted to be a Nazi.
Oh, he wanted to be a Nazi?
Yeah. Yeah, he
could probably be hired by our president then.
Oh, yeah, but he graduated from college.
Applied for the president and worked for the Bush Nazi Party.
He had graduated from college magna cum laude. He was extremely intelligent. He was 24.
Yeah, he graduated from college magna cum laude.
Yeah, he's 24 years old.
24 years old, and he got suicided, did he?
Well, yeah, he was my son. And
he was your son.
Yeah. At the college you went to, you can't have a white club at the University of Houston. The only one is full of blacks and Mexicans. The blacks and Mexicans have their own clubs. The white people can have their own clubs.
That's very true. There cannot be a white club on any campus in America.
I didn't know.
The blacks can have their clubs, but boy, you can't have a white club. That's right.
Yeah, he had to move out of the house because they were taking lug nuts off of our car, and the wheels would fall off the cars and drive out the driveway, drive our cars in the grass at night at 2 o'clock in the morning next to our windows. And he had to move out because he just couldn't stand it anymore. I'm at the point of getting a gun and starting shooting him because I don't know who the goddamn bastards are that did it. Sorry.
You know who did it, huh?
I know who drove our cars in the front yard and took the lug nuts off our car.
They took the lug nuts off the car, too, huh?
Yeah,
I want that white club on the university campus to say somebody really was.
No,
that
happened in our driveway here at our house.
I see. Yeah. Wow.
More than one. We're lucky we weren't killed. You know, the tire comes off the car and you're going down the storage 40 miles an hour. We're lucky we weren't killed. But I know who did it because their little 9-year-old kid told me.
Oh, their 9-year-old kid told you that their parents did it, huh?
Yeah, and an older brother, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, listen, Dan, if you want me to do an affidavit for you about how ridiculous it is to shoot yourself and not have gunpowder residue, I mean, it's impossible, actually, let me know, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Dan, you take care, brother. I'm sorry to hear about your loss. And
How do I contact you?
Go to my website. Go to my website, www.jackmclam.com, www.jackmclam.com, and it has all the contact information in there, Dan, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, God bless you now. Take care.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to another caller, Leslie in Virginia, another tremendous activist there. Leslie, sister, how you doing?
Pretty good, Officer McLam, and
good,
so grateful to our Congressman Virgil Good, who sponsored the North American Union bill and the NAFTA situation, and I am so grateful to this great Congressman.
Yeah, thank him for all of us.
I certainly will. He's a former prosecutor, and he's doing a wonderful job, and he's got the Washington compost on its ear.
My goodness, I'm telling you what, he's going to have a lot of people on his ear, powerful people, if he keeps working and standing up for the people and our freedom.
He is doing that along with Congressman Ron Paul from Texas and along with Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina. And they're out there on the forefront on this very issue. When you were talking about the North American Union, I hear the music, Jack.
Yeah, hang on, Leslie. We'll be back right after this break. Folks, going to get interesting this hour. Leslie's on with us. She's always very interesting and very informed. And then we'll get into this drug running into the United States by the CIA. And Oliver North's part in that, too, coming to us from a very renowned DEA agent. Be right back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Jack McLam, when you have people like the Clintons, the co-conspirators, like, and both of them, Hillary Rodham Clinton is a Bilderberger, and that should be, and the people should know that. That's very important.
Hillary's a Bilderberger, is she?
She is a Bilderberger, and Dianne Feinstein is a trilateralist, and Bill Clinton is a trilateralist, and John McCain is Council of Foreign Relations. But when you have people like Ted Kennedy holding key leaderships as far as putting this North American Union together, it's about time that we send a message to the Rothschild, Rockefeller dynasties, and people of this nature that we are not about to give up our Bill of Rights. We're not about to give up our national borders. We're not about to submit the United States to a welfare state and all the benefits being given to the Mexicans. Because, as you know, we have suffered an invasion, Jack. And this is in clear violation of in our Constitution, which is Article 4, Section 4, that the United States should guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and should protect each of them against invasion.
That's right, and we're being invaded.
So. Absolutely, and in fact, you mentioned about the drug cartel. This is what NAFTA is all about, because Mexican invasion is being promoted along this administration and others, promoted with the drug trade. And the point being, it's about time that the American people stand up. Now, I think it's long overdue, Jack.
Yes, it sure is. Long overdue, sister.
We're at the crossroads where this defied the Constitution by promoting the invasion and drug trafficking, by adding adding illegal signing statements to legislation. He involved this nation in a bloody and ill-conceived war in the Middle East. And I think it's about time we send Bush. He needs to be impeached. And we need to send a CFR Illuminati cronies packing. And they have promoted the Mexican and Canada Union, and they have destroyed the middle class in Europe. And and these people have no loyalty to this country. Their loyalty is strictly to their pocketbook and own personal power.
Right.
When they use the term SPP, they use the term Security Prosperity Partnership that Bush had signed March 23, 2005. With President Vicente Fox at that time in Mexico and Paul Martin in Canada at that time. I suggest it be to the 97% or 96% of the rest of us out here, the SPP should be properly described as the Shyster Poverty Program.
Shyster Poverty Program.
That
I
is,
like that SPP.
That is, yes.
That's right.
And I can't say
poverty.
And as you know, this treasonous act by Bush and the we have the Katie Couric and the rest of them, members of the Council of Foreign Relations, their loyalty is not to the First Amendment, which was to expose government, but the point is to cover up with the rest of them.
And, right. Yeah.
As you know, these people are in such groups as the Skull and Bones and you name it. But Lou Dobbs, I think, and I want to thank you so very much, that what he has done, he has exposed the Bush's plot to flood the United States with the illegal aliens and set up this North American Union. And Lou Dobbs has had Virgil Good, on our congressman from Virginia, on numerous times promoting his legislation, opposing this. And Lou Dobbs is out there on the front. And he's exposing how the middle class is being destroyed. That's exactly what happened at to Europe, because they were told about, you know, let's flood us with the cheap labor, et cetera, et cetera. As you know, those people suffered, and there is no middle class in Europe now. But the time they catch on, it's a little late. But meanwhile, it's better late than never, I assume. And you mentioned Blair. Blair has done everything to promote the euro, and the people do not want, in UK, they do not want the euro. They cherish their pound. They do not want any parts of it. But I want to thank you, Jack, for exposing this, but we need to call 202-224-3121 and let them know of our dissatisfaction with this president, because what people do not understand, we keep hearing about the ratings of President Bush basically being in the basement around 30% or so. Well, what people don't understand is that President Bush's ratings are higher than Congress by 4 or 5 points.
Yeah. Was that the congressional number you just gave out, Leslie?
Yes, it is 202.
Give that again. Give it out again.
It's 202-224-3121. And we need to throw out these treasonous politicians. Now is the time, folks. And like I said, they are frightened of us. Don't do
sure
that.
Are.
And
they sure are frightened.
Because we outnumber them millions to one. And the point being, all you have to do is write a letter, make a phone call, and stand up, and we can stop this now.
We can stop it, my dear. God bless you, Leslie. Thank you, dear, for all your activism. And like I say, what you do there affects me here, and what I do here affects you. So
Absolutely, Jack. And this is still absolutely, Jack McGlam, and this is a constitutional republic. This is not a North American union. And so let's send these treasonous politicians packing. Now is the time.
Amen. All right, sister. Thank you. God bless you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Wow, folks, I'll tell you what. This is what it's all about. You can be a part of this, folks, if you're not already. I know a lot of our Republic Broadcasting Network people are a part of the activist movement in this country to stand up and have your say. And but we need everybody. We need everybody to be that. Don't throw out that idea, folks, of we were just talking here about getting out on Sundays and putting these flyers. Pick a flyer. Pick, if you don't like this one from John F. McManus, don't follow Europe's lead from the New American, February 5th, 2007. Get one you like. Get one you like. One page. Don't give them too much. It is just packed full of information exposing the fraud and corruption and the treason of our elected leaders today, okay? And get out and spread it around, because if we can get every person doing that that listens to alternative news in America, we will literally reach millions and millions of Americans if we just put out these flyers to people. Hand them out everywhere you go. Keep them in your pocket, just hand them out. Okay, folks, I want to get into, let's see, any more callers? No, we're okay on callers right now. Hang on there, folks. Don't call in yet. Okay, I want to get into this other case here real quick. There's an old buddy of mine, Celerino Castillo, who's top DEA agent for years and years, born in South Texas. By the way, he came from a family of long tradition, tracing his heritage back to the Mexican revolutionary Emilio Zapata, his family. His father, a decorated disabled veteran of World War II here in the USA, was his role model and hero. Because of his father's influence throughout his life, Castillo strove to live the life of a hero, fighting for causes in the interest of the U.S. and its citizens. Sully's a great patriotic American. 1970, he served in the U.S. Army and was sent to Vietnam, where he was awarded the Bronze Star for bravery. While in Vietnam, he repeatedly saw fellow soldiers laid low from heroin overdoses. This powerful experience convinced him to devote his life to combating the illegal drug trade. That means the Bush crime family, folks, and many others, and its devastating effects on Americans. Now, when Sully came back to America after the Vietnam War, he went to college and in 1976 got his criminal justice degree from Pan American University there in Texas. And then on New Year's Eve, 1979, he joined the DEA, one of the few Latino agents at that time. He was assigned to New York City as the first Mexican-American agent. There he was a key figure in deep undercover investigation that led to the incarceration of King drug traffickers connected to major organized crime families. You know who some of these organized crime families are, like the Bush crime family, folks. Now, Sully's career and his history clearly shows his dedication to America, his work, his patriotism, and love of the United States. In August 1984, Castillo was assigned to Peru, where he engaged in conducting search and destroy missions on clandestine airstrips and cocaine laboratories. Summer of 85, he helped conduct Operation Condor, which I heard about when I was a cop, the biggest seizure of the South American cocaine lab, valued at $500 million. And involving the confiscation of 4 tons of coca paste. In 1985, Castillo was assigned to Guatemala in Central America. At that time, two agents covered 4 countries in that region. El Salvador, he trained anti-narco terrorist units. Quite a fellow, folks. And I want to tell you about what he found out about drug running by the CIA, Bush crime family, Oliver North into the United States for years and years. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Heroes like Sully Castillo. My gosh, man. I don't have time to read you his resume here, folks. But if you read it, you would think you were reading Superman, you know, resume. I mean, or Captain America or something. It's unbelievable what this guy was involved in, and he's still alive today, which is wonderful, 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 because he's here to share all this criminal activity he's found about our own government leaders, okay? And so it's amazing that he's still around. Let me get into Oliver North here in his newsletter, Powder Burn. Okay, he put out this article about Ollie North and drugs. Now, those of us in law enforcement that have studied our government's involvement in the drug trade since the 60s, which the Bush family's been in since the 60s, at least that long, maybe even before, but they took it over from the French in Southeast Asia. They knocked out the French and took over the drug running, the CIA did, and Colonel Beau Greit, you might remember, was there looking for POWs in the Golden Triangle with General Kumsaw. General Kumsaw, as you might remember, it was head of the Golden Triangle, and the Shan people produce cocaine, or not cocaine, but the poppies for heroin, so that they could live. They actually sold the plant, the poppy plant, the heroin, so they could live and feed their families. Well, when Colonel Bo Rice went down there with his team, Special Forces team, a few years back, and went right into Shawn Land and talked to General Kumsaw, he asked General Kumsaw if he knew of any POWs. And he said, no, we don't know of any. He says, but General Kumsaw said to him, but Colonel Bo, I'd like to ask for your help. And he says, well, how can I help you? And he says, well, I've written two letters to President George H.W. Bush and asked him if he would come to Shawn Land and send American experts here to teach our people how to grow crops that is not opium, that we would get rid of our opium poppy fields, and we would be able to support our families off selling legal crops. And he says what happened was the government sent in assassination teams to try to kill him. And Bo says, well, what are you talking about? The president sent assassination teams in to try to kill you. And so he took Colonel Bo back to a big, big room, a meeting room for his generals to have his meetings with all his command staff. And he called to one of his command staff people and says, bring the ledger out here. And Colonel Bo was filming this, filmed it on videotape, and this guy brought out this real thick book like this, and bam, laid it on the table, and he opened this big ledger, and General Kumsaw showed Bo where Theodore Shackley, Felix Rodriguez, and Richard Armitage, top CIA agents, have been signing the book. Richard Armitage, rings a bell to anybody, that's who the Bush crime family appointed when Bush Jr. came in power as Assistant Secretary of State. But Richard Armitage had signed the book buying hundreds of tons of opium for the CIA to bring it into the United States, and that's exactly what they've been doing since the 60s. Well, Colonel Bo Grice, it just blew his mind because he knew Richard Armitage, he knew Theodore Shackley, he knew these guys, and he couldn't believe it. But there it was in this big ledger, and he took photographs of it, and he took this videotape back to the White House, who had sent him to look for POWs. And Bo told me later that the reason the White House had sent him to look for the POWs was because they wanted to kill the POWs, so that they wouldn't show up in America one day and ruin the new monetary relationship with North Vietnam that traitor John McCain had gone over there and set up. And they didn't want any of these POWs showing up because the North Vietnamese said that they were all dead, that we don't have any. And so they had sent Bo there, and Bo didn't know this, but he was supposed to find the POWs. And he did find some and was bringing it across the Mekong Delta River. And our government called the communist Viet Cong, and a patrol boat came at the very exact time and machine gunned their patrol or their boat. And Bo and some of his people swam back to the other side, but they killed the POW. So he wondered how it happened, but he found out that our government had actually called him. They told him Bo had found POWs trying to bring him out, and they wanted to attack him, kill him. So Bo brings back this videotape of this big ledger and his talk with General Kumsaw and his lieutenants there about, yes, Richard Armitage, Theodore Shackley, Felix Rodriguez, there's their signature. They've been buying hundreds of tons of opium to bring to America to make heroin, and for years and years and years. So Bo went to the White House for that information, and they took the videotape back into the bowels of the White House. They watched it and came out and threatened Bo. He said, if you don't burn all these copies of these tapes, we're going to put you in prison. 15 years. I'll tell you the rest of the story after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back to the Oscar Jack McLam program. Want to get into this thing here, and then we'll open the phone lines up again. Oh, let's see. Ollie North and drugs. You know, this is that wonderful little guy who calls himself a Christian, who I ran into him several times at these the Council for National Policy meetings, and every time he'd see me, he'd run. He'd move. He wouldn't look me in the eye. He wouldn't get close to me because he knew I knew about his drug running, and I knew that he was calling himself a Christian. And what I wanted to talk to him about at these Council for National Policy meetings is I wanted to get him cornered and say, Ollie, are you a Christian, a real Christian? If he said yes, I said, well, why don't you get a documentary or get out in front of a camera someplace and do a documentary on your drug running into the United States and George Bush's drug running into the United States and expose all this if you're a Christian, because those drugs are killing millions and destroying the lives of millions of Americans here. And I wanted to see what he would say, but he would never come close to me. Whenever he'd see me coming, he would take off. So I never got to ask him this, but this is what our dear brother Sully Castillo has to say. He says, if Iran Contra prosecutor Lawrence Walsh had wanted to know the extent of former Colonel Oliver North's involvement in the smuggling of drugs from Central America to the United States, Walsh might have made at least one phone call to Sully Castillo in San Antonio, Texas, and he would have found out. Between 1985 and 1991, Castillo was a Drug Enforcement Administration main agent in El Salvador, where he says he uncovered and reported a huge drug and gun smuggling operation that was run out of the Alpongo Military Airport by the North Network, meaning Oliver North Network and the CIA. North, the former Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate in Virginia, initially prevailed at the nominating convention by positioning himself far to the right of his rival, former Republican or Reagan budget director James Miller III, promising that if elected, he would work to clean up the mess in Washington, and by cultivating the support of the same fundamentalist Christian Republicans who responded to the direct mail campaign to finance the North Defense Committee, Oliver North Defense Committee, when he was being prosecuted. Fortunately for America, North lost his bid for the U.S. Senate. Well, folks, just between you and me, he'd just be another criminal up there with the other criminal senators. No, but he didn't make it. But Sully Castillo says the first government official with firsthand knowledge of North's drug running and dealing to speak publicly about it was Sully Castillo. North belongs in prison, says Sully, not in the U.S. Senate. We saw several packages of narcotics. We saw several boxes of U.S. currency going to Alpongo to Panama, Castillo said. According to Castillo, the entire program was run out of the Alpongo Hangars 4 and 5. Hangar 4 was owned and operated by the CIA. The other hangar was run by Felix Rodriguez, once again. Remember, Felix Rodriguez was the one that signed the book at General Kumsa's plantation back in the Golden Triangle, bringing drugs into the United States from South America. Colonel Bo Greitz, the witness to Felix Rodriguez's signature, Richard Armitage's signature, and Theodore Shackley's signature, both big-time CIA agents, all three of them. But anyway, he says another hangars was run by Felix Rodriguez with the CIA, or Max Gomez, of the Contra operation directed by Oliver North. Basically, they were running cocaine from South America to the U.S. via Salvador, El Salvador. That was how the Contras were able to get financial help, by going to sleep with the enemy down there. Oliver North's people in the CIA are the two hangars overseeing the operation at all times, Castillo said. Folks, now, what's so sick about this is, I supported the Contras. You know, when I was a cop, I believe the Contras was trying to overthrow old Daniel Ortega down there, who was a hardcore communist, and I supported the Contras, but I didn't support the criminal element that controlled the White House at that time, George H.W. Bush, going down there, getting drugs, coming to America and flying it into the veins of little Latino and little black children to fund the Contras. I mean, that's a crime so horrendous. And I can tell you, as a cop on the streets of South Phoenix, the high crime area, the high minority area, the war zone of South Phoenix, carrying little black babies in my arms into the emergency rooms that had gotten into their families and their children, drugs and so forth, and little children dying and teenagers dying, I am so mad about these people never being prosecuted, this Bush crime family, for their drug running, still involved in it as far as we know, and killing off so many of our children. in the United States for decades and decades and decades, and old Oliver North bouncing around on TV all the time calling himself a Christian. Well, if he's a Christian, my goodness gracious, folks, if you were a Christian, wouldn't you turn in those that were running drugs into the United States and killing our children, destroying their lives and their futures by the millions? Just makes me so angry. But let me get back to Sully Castillo's report here. He said a CIA spokesman, David French, said Castillo's allegations are not something that we want to comment on. He didn't say it wasn't true. He says, oh, it's not something we want to comment on. Well, Sully Castillo joined the DEA in 1979 after a tour with the 1st Cavalry in Vietnam, where he earned a Bronze Star and 6-year stint as a police officer in Edinburgh. Sully Castillo had been reporting his findings all along to no avail, and at December 1988, he reported sent in a report prepared by the Congressional Subcommittee of Terrorism, Narcotics, and International Operations, the Kerry Commission, confirmed Castillo's allegations and concluded, and I quote, there was substantial evidence of drug smuggling through the war zones on the part of the individual Contra pilots, guess who they were, folks, mercenaries who worked with the Contras and the Contra supporters throughout the region, who was the American government. The committee, chaired by Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, found that on March 16, 1987, a plane owned by drug smugglers was seized by the U.S. Customs Office after dumping what appeared to be a large load of drugs off the California coast. Law enforcement personnel also found an address book aboard the plane containing, among other references, the phone numbers of Contra officials and, excuse me, folks, cell phone numbers of Robert Owens in Virginia, who was Oliver North's carrier, the committee reported. And on July 28, 1988, DEA agents testifying before Kerry's commission that it was Oliver North's idea in 1985 to give the Contras $1.5 million in drug money being used by DEA informant Barry Steele in a sting operation aimed at the drug cartel. So, folks, there's much to this. We can't cover it all here today. If you'd like to call in today, let me give out our phone number. We've got a few minutes left here. The phone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to comment, call in. And I just want to say a prayer of thanks for Sully Castillo, a great American. He's an American Mexican man, and he loves this country, has served his country in war, in the Vietnam War, has served his country. My goodness gracious, folks, I want to give you his website. Go to his website and read what this man has done for America, tried to do for America in Vietnam, and then on trying to stop the drugs coming into this country. Sully Castillo, being a Mexican-American, knows how the drugs brought in by the Bush crime family has been plied into the veins of little Latino children, get them involved in the gangs of the southern part of the United States, in New York City, and all around the country, L.A. And the drugs are so much an important part of the drugs or the gangs that make their money off selling the drugs, and they use the drugs and destroy the lives of the Latino children and black children in America. He has a great love for America and American families, white, black, Latino, you name it, and I just want you to know about this man. I'm trying to get a hold of him, and I'm having a hard time reaching Sully Castillo. I've tried his phone number I used to have. It doesn't work. I've tried his website, and I can't seem to get a hold of him. If anybody out there knows how I can get a hold of Sully, I'd love to have him on my radio program. And so you can go to his website, though, folks, and read about Colonel Oliver North's drug running, the Bush crime family's drug running, and go to this website, www.powderburns.org. All right? www.powderburns.org. And you'll meet a great American. And if you, and there is a place there that you can send comments to Sully Castillo, and I've done that, haven't heard back from him, so I don't know what's going on in his life. But send a thank you letter to him, because what a brave guy. You know, the subject matters he's written about in his book, Powder Burns. He wrote a book called Powder Burns, things he's talked about on radio, and he's gone to Congress to testify. It's a wonder he's not dead, because the Bush crime family, the Clinton crime family, all these international criminals kill people that speak out like Sully Castillo, especially when they have the hard evidence to prove what they say. And so only the Lord Jesus Christ, I think, has protected him, and continue to pray for his protection and his family's protection, because he's certainly taken the tiger by the tail. We got callers? Okay, let me check it out here and see. Okay, yes, we do. All right, let's go to Gene in Texas. Gene, welcome to the Officer Jack McGlam program, brother.
Well, good morning. I hear that you're from Phoenix. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not from Phoenix, but I retired. I served my police career in Phoenix and retired out of there on a medical pension. But I'm actually was born in Washington, D.C., and raised in Washington, D.C., in Arlington.
Are you familiar with the name Cal Boyce?
Oh, yes, sure am, Cal Boyce.
How about the name Kemper Marley?
Oh, yes, Kemper Marley.
Then can you associate McCain with them?
I sure can. Right.
Well, that ought to tell you something about McCain, hasn't it?
That's right. He's been involved with the crime families for many, many years.
Yes, sirree.
The thing I really detest McCain for, though, is I've personally talked to soldiers that were POWs with McCain, and they said McCain, when he first got there, he turned to the communists and spilled his guts, told them everything they wanted to know. His dad was an admiral, you know.
Yeah.
And he got perfect treatment. They treated him good. They gave him good food and didn't put him in a cage like our other brothers and sisters. And he totally sold out America.
Well, gee, that surprises me. I had my doubts whether he was ever a POW or not.
What'd you say?
I say I had my doubts. I'm glad to hear that, because I had my doubts whether he was a POW or not.
Oh, he was a POW, but he was a turncoat.
Yeah.
He just gave everything to the enemy, and they treated him like a little god there.
Well,
and he really caused a lot of problems for those POWs, our brothers there, that would refuse to cooperate with the communists.
Yeah, well, I wish somebody would get his back history out in the public, and maybe he wouldn't be able to run for president or anything else.
I wish that could happen, too.
Okay.
Years and years now since I've talked to those brothers that served as a POW with him there in Southeast Asia, and I just don't know where they're at today.
Mm.
But it's a good place to put out the call here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Anybody knows any of those POWs that served with McCain to come forward, I'd sure have them on my radio program.
Well, if I can help you out, I will. I'll talk to you later. Thanks a lot.
Okay, brother. God bless you, Gene, down in Texas. Take care. All right. Yes, folks, if any of you know, years ago when I was a Vietnam War veteran, you know, I didn't go to in-country over there. I went to the jungles, various other places at the intel and communication station, secret intel and communication station. So I didn't get over there for the war, and now I'm happy I didn't, because shoot-up might have been killed or might have been poisoned, like our dear brothers had gotten into the Agent Orange. But I did speak to some of those POWs, or I think it was one, and then he told me about others that had been there with McCain. And they said McCain arms, his arms, he carries those little arms, you know, and he says about how the Viet Cong broke his arms because he wouldn't talk. They said that was an absolute lie. McCain, when he bailed out of his fighter jet, he broke his arms by not putting his arms to his side, and his arms were broken when he hit the ground. And he lied and said that the Viet Cong had broke his arm, torturing him. And they told me they never tortured him because he spilled his guts the minute he got in there. And he was an admiral's son, and they wanted to use McCain for information, so they never tortured him at all. But the POWs that were around him were tortured because they wouldn't cooperate like McCain did. So this guy ought to be hung. You know, he shouldn't be in Congress. He shouldn't be in the Senate. He shouldn't be running for president. But like so many of the others of them, they'll be hung one day before the Lord. They'll have to answer for all their crimes against humanity and the people. We'll be right back, folks, and stay tuned.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727. You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The last few minutes of the program here, folks. Let me check my screen. No, don't have any callers. Okay. Well, I had some other things I wanted to get into you with, folks, here. Wanted to get into the militias with you. That subject came up recently in my life. I had a snitch in my meetings here. We've been, since about October or November, we've been having citizens' meetings here in our local area. And these have just been open to anybody wanting to come. We contacted our sheriff, asked him to come and everything, and he has not done that. But it was discussed things like the North American Union. It was discussed things like the Real ID, and do nothing more than to have 2 hours a month discuss how the government is trying to enslave us. We discussed things like this FBI terrorist Joint Terrorism Task Force flyer that was handed out to police officers only a few years back, not to the public. And in here it lists, and here's what it says, that police officers, if you encounter any of these people, immediately call the Joint Terrorism Task Force. And it says, right-wing extremists, defenders of the U.S. Constitution, are domestic terrorists. It says, people that make numerous references to the U.S. Constitution are domestic terrorists. And here, old Butch Reno, you know, the lesbian attorney general for Clinton, used the term, and I remember her calling Christians in America doomsday cult-type groups. And here it is right in here. Doomsday cult-type groups, Christians, are domestic terrorists. And so we discuss these type of things at these local meetings. Well, I have a friend of mine, and I warned you about this before, folks. You don't know who's a government agent, who's a government snitch, and not. But I had a friend of mine up here for about 8 years that I've been out shooting with, 50 caliber rifles, and having a good time. I've considered him a friend. And he went to the sheriff recently and told him that McGlam is setting up militias here in the area. And he's quoted these meetings I'm having once a month as militia meetings. Well, of course, that was a lie. And so I want to get into the militias with you and prove to you that militias in America are absolutely lawful. Matter of fact, George Washington himself and many of the founding fathers made quotes, made many comments about the lawfulness of the militias, and that is not the National Guard. Impossible, because the National Guard didn't start till 1903. And we've had citizens' militias in this country forever. George Washington set up one in 1774 himself called the Fairfax County Militia, Virginia Militia Association. And so I think the next program, next Saturday, we're going to get into the lawfulness of militias. And I can prove to you that under even U.S. code, the people's militia is lawful. It's in the U.S. Code. We'll get into that next week, folks. I hear the music coming up, so the program is coming to a close. I tell you, I just appreciate being with you so much. Thanks for tolerating this old cop. And once again, I want to tell you that I truly love you, America. I truly do, from the bottom of my heart. And have a great day. I'll talk to you next week. God bless you. Good day.